Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition, the Over the Hump edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, I will say to you all, thanks for tuning in here. Some sports news that you can't get enough of, and then some here. We'll give it to you just like it was written up by me. So there. Let's get started here. On this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports here, Detroit Tigers are right now playing in Baltimore. Yes, boys and girls, they're playing in Baltimore. And I don't know what to say, but right now the score is, and I'm trying to get it right now, pumped up in my face. Yes, zip to zip. And in the bottom of the third inning, Detroit Tigers. Detroit Tigers have won two games after the announcement of the new president of the Detroit Tigers. His name is Scott Harris. We talked about him on Sunday night there. We also gave a little hoot and a holler on about Scott Harris on the Game Sports show. I've seen everybody just reacting just the way they should. Start winning or else pack your bags here. The coaching staff and players, they all watched that streaming live version of the new president of baseball operations, Scott Harris, press conference in the clubhouse before Tuesday game. And believe me, they all got the warning. Either do good or arrangements will be made. And looking at this individual here, I don't think it's going to be a big fat remake of seeing additional 2, 3, 4, 5 years of waiting around to the Tigers getting the playoffs. I think this gentleman here, with the talent that the Detroit Tigers have at this present, could finagle, I will say that, finagle, a way where basically the Tigers are competitive from the time they walk on the field in the 23 season. Let me just put it that way. Yep, the changes will be made in the offseason, I'm quite sure. So everyone, I'm quite sure, is not comfortable. But the ones who are, they're going to put out their best effort they possibly can so they can be a part of something big. And believe that. We'll see what changes and additional things that the Detroit Tigers bring into play, where they make themselves immediately a competitive team. Because it didn't happen for the 7 years that Al Avila was here. Okay? I'll leave it as such here. I'd like to leave on a good note there. Speaking of firing there, the World Series gave plenty of leeway for the Kansas City Royals president of baseball operations, Dalton Moore, to keep his job. However, after 6 years of losing straight losing seasons there, out of the seven. Now, the seven, he was hoisting up the first year, you know, the commissioner's trophy, meaning that they won everything, the Kansas City Royals. And 6 straight years after that, they did absolutely nothing. So the Royals fired Dalton Moore today. He no longer has his job. The owner of the Royals, John Sherman, he announced that today. The Lions position player injury results for Thursday and Friday's game upcoming. Here's the deal here. John Kaminsky, his wrist, no practice. Defensive lineman Aiden Hutchinson, his thigh, no practice. Guard Jonah Jackson, finger, no practice. Running back DeAndre Swift, ankle, no practice. Tight end TJ Hockenson, hip, limited practice. Safety Juju Hughes, shoulder, limited practice. Quarterback Amari Antonari, his back, limited practice. Center Frank Ragnow, foot, limited practice. And Tufi Mafanufwa, I probably got that all wrong, but he has a hamstring situation. However, he had full practice today. What can you say? Lions are getting ready and set today as a regular practice day with those injury reports I just gave you. Those were less of the players being able to participate in the Lions practice today here Wednesday. Yesterday was a day off Tuesday. Wednesday is back together again, getting prepared to go in Minnesota and take on a competitive, yes, indeed, a competitive Minnesota Vikings team that right now is favored to win on Sunday afternoon. 1 week after the NBA level, a one-year suspension and $10 million fine on Robert Sarver, the embattled owner announced his plans Wednesday to sell the Phoenix Suns and the WNBA Phoenix Mercury. I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and the Mercury, Sarver said in a statement today. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who really got away with murder on this particular deal where he fined them and whatever it may be, I guess the pressure from others issuing this two-sentence statement on Tuesday saying he is fully supportive of the decision. I guess you would be, because they want him out of town by sundown. This is the right step for the organization and the community, he said. That's Adam Silver. National Basketball Players Association President C.J. McCollum simply brief but satisfied. We thank Mr. Sarver for making a swift decision that was in the best interest for our sports community. The NBA last week released a 43-page report on an independent law firm, 10-month investigation into the allegations of racism, McNavigy, and other workplace misconduct against Sarver. Amongst most of the damaging findings from 320 interviews and a review of more than 80,000 documents was evident that Sarver said the N-word at least five times and repeatedly or purposely to repeat what a black person said despite multiple warnings that he could not say the N-word or even quote someone else. This guy just said, forget all you guys. I'll do what I want to do. Well, he's packing his bags and trying to find buyers for the team. We'll find out how long this takes before the NBA and the community at large make some more damaging statements to hurry up and get this guy out of town by sundown. Excuse me. I had to clear my throat on that one. The Horizon League and the Indiana State Fairground Commission announced on Tuesday an extension of their partnership that will keep Indianapolis and the Indiana Farmers Coliseum as the home of the Horizon League Basketball Championship. That partnership has been extended through the year 2026. Sad news that Los Angeles Dodgers star Maury Wills died on Monday, the team announced. He was 89 years old. Wills put up some excellent numbers in 12 seasons with the Dodgers. His finest season came in 1962 when Wills hit 299, stole 104 bases, and was a threat every time he got on the base. Wills' performance was the MVP award. Wills' 104 steals ranked 15th among the all-time single-season record list. Lou Brock, Vince Coleman, Ricky Henderson are the only players since Wills to exceed 100 bases stolen in a single season. Wills was one of those players that basically used technique and one of the first to use a technique of crossing your legs over to get an extra step when you steal a base. He was also a very kind and generous person when dealing with interviews, in my personal appearance and personal expertise in dealing with Wills, and it's been far and few. I think I dealt with Maury Wills in interviews about three times in my career there. He's always been very generous, very decent, very humble about playing baseball and being able to make contributions to the Dodgers organization there. He will be missed. Maury Wills, dead at 89 years old. He passed away on Monday. Our condolences to family and friends of a great player in the Dodgers organization, Maury Wills. For the NFC, some more football news, boys and girls. Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions, cornerback Darius Slay of the Philadelphia Eagles, and kicker Graham Gano of the New York Giants are the NFC Offensive, Defensive, and Special Team Player for the week. Played in week number 2 in the 2022 season. Yes. And for the AFC, Tua. Yes, Tua of Miami. I don't want to even step on his last name because I'm going to mess it up. Of the Miami Dolphins. Tua of the Miami Dolphins. That's what I'm going to say. Cornerback Jalen Watson of the Kansas City Chiefs and punter Brandon Mann of the New York Jets are the offensive, defensive, and special team players for the AFC this particular week, week number 2 in the 2022 season. Congratulations to all those members. Detroit Lion gets a dib in there. Did I just mention this? Yes, I did. I just mentioned about the Horizon League. It came up again on my screen, so let's double down on that one there. If you do not know, boys and girls, during the holiday season, not only the WWE will be in Detroit. I have not gotten the date on that yet, but I know the date is around Christmas time. Maybe a little sooner than. I will continue to check on that and give you that information this upcoming show on Sunday there. But I know exclusive pre-sales of the WWE starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Kalamazoo, Michigan, December 11th. If you use the passcode HOLIDAY, you can get a tremendous deal. Now, exclusively through tomorrow at 11:59 in Saginaw, Michigan, and use the passcode CHAMPION. The WWE plans to come to that particular city on December the 10th. Whoopee! WWE is coming in your town. Right now, the Tigers are trailing the Baltimore Orioles by a score of 1-0. That is still in the bottom of the third inning. I'm just giving you a gander of what's going on in sports news. Like it or love it here. A lot of high school sports is going to be had, but, you know, before we get into some of the high school things I'm going to talk about, let's take a break and talk about Be the Referee and give you some information about soccer that maybe you never know in the state of Michigan, their rules.
Welcome to Be the Referee with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the biggest complaints people make about professional soccer is never knowing how much time is really left in the game. The clock counts up from zero, and the referee can add time at their discretion. But that's not the case in high school soccer. To start with, halves are 40 minutes, not 45. The clock starts at 40 and counts down. And when players are injured and the ball is not in play, the clock will stop, and then restart when action is ready to continue. In the last 5 minutes of the game, the clock stops for substitutions by the leading team, so a coach can't stall by sending in a new player. When the clock hits zero and the buzzer sounds, the game is over. There's no guessing how much added time there is. The end of the game is the end of the game.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
Yes, indeed. I bet you didn't know all of that. I didn't know that basically you figure out, you look at the pro game and how they give you the extra 5 or 6 minutes to play the game. They don't do that in the state of Michigan. You know, they stop the clock when it's an injury and less than 5 minutes to play. I didn't know all of that. Be the Referee. A production, again, of the Michigan High School Athletic Association there. Oh, we'll play that from time to time here, giving you some good inside advice on sports play in the state of Michigan, high school style, of course, and the rules that go along with the game. By the way, the rules go along with the game here. Upcoming this Friday, a lot of football. Sometime, and Thursday, the reserves also normally play before the big game in the town there. So, hey, get out there and support all the sports there. That's including volleyball, cross country. It's a lot of sports there. And it won't be far from playoffs and all the other good stuff in the fall sports view there. Get out there and support those kids. They could be doing anything or any damn thing. But the children have a balance of their athletic ability along with academics and make you proud here. So get out there and really support them there. And you parents out there, stop acting a damn fool in the stands, embarrassing the kids and the city that you so-called are cheering for and stuff there over a bunch of garbage. Okay? And some other things, choice things I would say, but if it gets any worse, I will be saying it. But it's been a slew full of football games that have had problems with fans in the stands. Please conduct yourself accordingly. Our kids are watching everything we do, okay? After that, I am done with sports news. Hopefully you have the beginning of a nice long weekend, boys and girls. We'll be back with you Sunday. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Or, yes, go to Butch, my Facebook page of Butch Davis. Okay, you can do it that too. Do it that way. You won't be let down. You can also go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. You can also go to the website of the GameSportsShow.Podbean.com and get the 411 of all Butch on Sports, including some of the great shows that the Game Sports shows, not only in Sault Ste. Marie, Southern Ontario, or Northern Ontario, I should say, but all around in Wisconsin and Minnesota and surrounding areas as well there. Do believe we got a respectable amount of reporters and analysts that give you some good stuff there, okay? And don't forget the Game Sports Show, always on Mondays. I'm on there with Scott Nason and Dave McKay giving you some sports news you can't, again, you can't get enough of. I'm done for this evening and done for the week. I'll be back on Sunday for another edition of Butch on Sports. Hey, have a great week and a great weekend, everybody. We're over the hump.